Dictation for Edward Brenner, BRENNER, October 2543. Address as a letter to Dr. Stivell, Kenneth, KENNETH, Stivell, STEIBEL, 810-750-6081. And also to Dr. Gebreselassie, GESELASSIE, 954-659-6192. Dear colleagues, I got the opportunity to see Mr. Brenner, who has advanced renal failure with biopsy proving hypertensive nephrosclerosis and secondary changes of FSGS. Last visit was in November. He went to talk to the surgeon for an AV fistula. Mapping was done. When time comes, they are going to do it on the right-sided. We offered him to do an in-person visit, but he opted to do a teleconference. He says to feeling completely normal, weight is stable, able to eat, no vomiting, no dysphagia, normal bowel movement, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no cloudiness, blood or infection, denies edema, claudication symptoms, denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no syncope, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose, gums, no headaches. Next paragraph, medications, losartan and Crestor, takes no supplements, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 249, which is stable from last visit, blood pressure 132/88. He's alert, oriented, time 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistries are from January. Creatinine at 3.07 for a GFR of 18. Stage 4, 5. Electrolyte acid-base normal. Low albumin at 3.5, a normal calcium, liver function test not elevated. There was no phosphorus in this testing. No gross anemia. Hemoglobin was 13.2 with abnormal white blood cell platelets. The protein creatinine ratio at 1.6, elevated but non-nephrotic range. No blood in the urine. Back in December, phosphorus was normal at 4.1. The last PTH September, not elevated at 34. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4 to 5. Next number, biopsy proving hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Next number, proteinuria, not nephrotic range, with biopsy findings of secondary FSGS. Next number, hypertension, diastolic is still running high. We are at on losartan, not maximal dose. At this moment, he is not interested in changes of medications. If we increase losartan, needs to be checked carefully for potassium creatinine. We could add a low dose diuretic. Next number, there has been no symptoms of uremia, nothing to suggest pericarditis, pulmonary edema. He has a stable acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and hemoglobin. He wants to wait for the AV fistula. he is willing to do blood testing on a monthly basis. I'm not clear when he is planning to go to Florida. I told him that we start dialysis based on symptoms. Most people start for a GFR around 10 to 12 or less. He understands that the fistula takes 2-3 months to mature. He understands that he has options to do it at home, including peritoneal dialysis. He needs to also think if he will be interested in pursue a renal transplant. All is discussed with the patient. End of dictation.